Jenny Dale joins us on Sports Byline. She's been the sideline reporter for Nesson on the Red Sox broadcast, but she is stepping up. She's now going to be doing the sidelines for the NFL on CBS. You know, when I talk to athletes, sometimes they played multiple sports when they were growing up or in college, and I usually like to ask them, Jenny, about, well, did you almost become a basketball player instead of a football or a baseball player? How close did you become to becoming a chef?
I was very close to becoming a chef. I was like 1 week away from accepting a full ride to the Culinary Institute. And I freaked out last minute, decided I liked people too much. I wanted to be front of the house. And therefore, I decided to go with UMass Amherst, which had a great hospitality and tourism management program. And then I decided halfway through college, you know, I'm kind of interested in sports too, and picked up a second major in that and ended up taking the sports route. So,
what were the roots of your love for food and cooking?
Oh, my parents, my mom, my grandmother, they were always, always, always in the kitchen. And it was just, it's one of those things that I feel like you can get an immediate response on. You know, you can cook for the people that you love and see the smiles on their faces. And just, I feel like that's the best feeling in the world, is making someone else happy. And I feel like it's an easy way to do it through food.
I know, being in New England myself, and I think about you growing up and your love for sports, how hard was it for you to express that love for sports?
It wasn't difficult at all. My dad was a huge sports nut, so growing up, I was almost like his little boy. I had one older sister. She wanted nothing to do with sports whatsoever. So it was kind of me and dad, and we would watch every game on TV. We'd go out, we'd play. He started me in soccer and softball and basketball when I was young, and then I decided to go the dancing, gymnastics, cheerleader route, which he is now okay with that I'm back into the sports world, but at the time probably was a little disappointed in me. But sports has been a huge part of my life from the very beginning.
You know, when I was up in Boston on television up there, I had come from Washington, D.C. I only had one fear, Jenny, and that was that if I had said, Carl Yastrzemski is hitting 333, and he was actually hitting 334, I knew I was going to hear from every little old lady up in Maine. Tell me a little bit about the sports in that section of the country, because I think in all my travels in this business, I've never seen it like it is in New England for all their teams.
I can easily say, and I really truly believe I'm saying this without being biased, Boston and New England have the most passionate sports fans that there are. And as you just mentioned, you could mess up a name slightly, you could mess up a batting average slightly, and you will get just blown up on it. And especially with social media now, you know, it's an easy outlet for fans at home to say, what is she talking about? She has no idea. But I think that's what makes Boston so special and New England so special, is that passion that they have for the sports that they love. And there's nothing better than going to Fenway Park and having 40,000 people just chanting and cheering and screaming. And it's like that every day, every single home game. You know, you don't find that many places, but I would want nothing different.
You know, I think about Dallas, Texas, where if you think about Texas and Dallas in particular, a lot of people will tell you that's a cowboy town. But I don't know what to say about Boston. I don't know that it's a Red Sox town or it's a Patriots town or it's a Bruins or a Celtics town. Help me out there, Jenny.
I don't think there's an answer to that. I think Boston is just, they love their sports, period. So if it's Red Sox season and you're going into a different season, I think they're just passionate all year round. You know, you walk down the street on Newberry, you walk down the street anywhere, someone's either wearing, like you mentioned, Red Sox, Patriots, Celtics, Bruins. Everyone loves their sports here. And no matter what the season is, you have something to cheer for. And they kind of, I don't think there's one that's a favorite. Like you said, in Dallas, you've got the Cowboys. Here, I really can't say that there's one sport that outshines the other.
Tell me the first time your dad took you to Fenway.
It wasn't my dad.
Oh.
It wasn't my dad the first. My dad took me to Yankee Stadium for the first time. He's actually a New Yorker, so that was like a whole other situation. But the first time I went to Fenway Park was with my college roommates. So I was a freshman at UMass in 2004. And I walked in, and I wasn't, you know, a huge Yankees fan. I love the sport of baseball, but I grew up watching the Yankees and the Mets because of my father. And my college roommates basically said, we're not going to be friends with you unless you switch your sports loves. And I said, that's crazy. And then they brought me to Fenway Park, and it was like a snap of a finger. There's nothing like it. Fenway is the most amazing ballpark, and I've been so blessed to be able to travel around with the team and go to almost, I have two more ballparks to go, and I've been to every single one of them other than that. And I have to say that Fenway is just something special.
You certainly were highly regarded working as a reporter for the Red Sox, and I'm just wondering how you approach that assignment, because it can be a difficult one. You want to be able to give information. Maybe sometimes you're going to have to critique a player's performance in some way, and then there's the old stigma about, well, girls have never played the game at this particular level. How did you approach that, Jenny?
I just approached it by just being myself, and I realized that, you know, there's going to be fans out there that might think I know what I'm talking about because I'm female, or there's going to be fans out there that, you know, think that they could do a better job. And I've always grown up to realize that there's always going to be someone out there that thinks that they're better than you, and they might be, but you just have to do the best job that you can. And one of my friends once told me, you know, especially in a place like Boston, you got to get the fans, the diehard Red Sox fans to believe in you. And then the second audience is get those grandmas and grandpas to love you. Because if you can cover those two bases, you're going to be all set. And I always joke looking back at that because I just wanted to be me. I realized that there's going to be times I make mistakes, and I'm going to do everything in my power to limit those mistakes and do the best job that I can. And I realized how lucky I am and I was to be in that position. And I really woke up every day and just tried to be the best me that I could be. And, you know, I think it all worked out pretty well.
Leslie Visser is a good friend of mine, and you certainly know her, I'm sure. And, you know,
absolutely,
she was a pioneer, and I heard her stories. We've shared them over a drink or two about what those early days were like. But the sideline reporter position and how it's evolved over the years, tell me a little bit about how you've seen it change.
I just think now, especially with social media and everything, it's almost like, in my eyes, for a broadcast team, it's a second pair of eyes just down on the field to get the view that the cameras might miss, or the production truck might miss, or that, you know, in my case, Don and Jerry up in the booth might miss. If I'm sitting right next to our dugout and I can either hear a conversation or see some motions that might lead me to believe that something's going on, or, you know, let's grab a camera on this player right now. It looks like he's getting fired up. I think it's just being down there and being able to kind of be the eyes of the field. And then, obviously, connecting with the fans. You know, that's such a big part of the world now. And like I mentioned, social media, it allows you to, this position, especially with the Red Sox, allowed me to be kind of the eyes and ears for the Sox and for the city, in a sense, and be able to just connect with the fans on so many different levels.
In talking to the athletes and then talking to the fans as well, I've always found, and I'm sure, Jenny, you found the same thing, that the fans really cannot connect to the athlete because they don't know what it's like to hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and you kind of have to be the bridge a little bit. When you look at athletes, what is it that you understand about them that maybe the public and the people watching or listening don't understand about their performance and the athletes themselves and what they're trying to do?
I would say it's two things. Number one, they're just regular people. They're like every one of us. They're going out there just how a doctor would go and do his job, or a janitor would go out and do his job, and they're trying to do the best job that they can. And number two, it's not as easy as it looks. You know, there's certain times where even I'm watching a game and I'm like, why wouldn't he swing at that? Or, you know, you take a step back and you realize they're very talented people and they're doing the best that they can. And it's hard when they're getting judged, and especially in a place like Boston, when they're put up on this high pedestal that, you know, these expectations that are almost unrealistic. So I feel like it's important for me to be able to connect the players to the fans at home and make them realize that these are just regular people. They're not, you know, Superman. They can't go out there and do the impossible, and they're doing the best job that they can.
Tell me about your favorite moment being associated with the Red Sox. Is there one that sticks out in your mind, Jenny?
There are so many. You know, the past 2 years, I went from a team that was the worst to a team that was first, and there's so many special moments. But I think there's two things that stick out, especially with the Red Sox. And obviously, I can go through the entire World Series celebration and all of that. But just the Red Sox as an organization do so much work in the community and so much work with the Jimmy Fund and different organizations throughout Boston. And I think that my favorite part of the job was being able to kind of see the differences that either myself or players could make in the lives of kids that are going through cancer, or the, you know, just by simply grabbing some dirt off of the ground at Fenway and giving it to a kid at his first game at Fenway Park and seeing the dad's eyes light up and the kid's eyes light up. Those are the moments that I'll remember forever. And then, as I mentioned, my dad was a huge sports junkie growing up, so I was able to get him to game 6 of the World Series and got him onto the field right after they won.
Jenny, I want to thank you very much. I'm glad, first of all, for your promotion to the CBS network. You're going to do a wonderful job there. You're working with a lot of wonder professionals. Come back and join me on Sports Byline.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
Jenny Dell with us now. You'll see her on the sidelines for CBS on the NFL. We continue on Sports Byline.